When it comes to football, hey, this man knows a thing or two about it. Of course, I'm talking about Chris Miller. Congratulations, Sportscaster of the Year, 10th time. And you're in the double digits now. That's for real big.
Oh, it means I'm getting old is what it means.
No. It just means you get better and better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. So, Chris, we have week zero for some schools already in the books. Tonight, more will begin week zero. But before we start with scores and everything, let's explain week zero to so many folks.
What's up with that?
We do this every year. It's a head scratcher. But you seem to portray it and it makes sense.
Yeah, so
teach us.
My good friend Jimmy Wallace, he has a saying. I always want to start off the first sit down with you guys of the year with this. Every day you wake up, you put your feet on the ground, you're 24 hours closer to football season. Well, guess what? You woke up this morning, your feet are on the ground. You're not 24. You're about 12 hours away. So
it is
the most wonderful time of the year. But to your point, week zero, it really is week one. About 90% of the teams in the state now play this week. They basically give you 11 weeks to play, or 12 weeks, if you will, because you have a bye week, 12 weeks to play 10 games. So some teams will have play week zero and then not play. Excuse me. They give you 11 weeks to play 10 games. Some teams, their bye is this first week. Other teams, their bye will be later in the season. But again, about 90% of teams will play their first game this week. We did see two area games last night. Chester took Aiken behind the woodshed in a 52-6 beating. I mean, wow. Chester showing there for real. That's 16 wins in a row, backing up their 15-0 season last year. Aiken only had 17 yards of offense. Then what a thriller down in Great Falls. 39-38 over C.A. Johnson. Three overtimes in that one. So three big ones.
They wanted it.
And this is a small high school in Chester County that struggles sometimes to even put together a football team. And in past years, they've kind of lucked out. Like they've not been able to have the kind of support. So for them in their first game to go into triple overtime, hopefully it's a good token for the rest of the season.
Yeah, a guy who made big catches in the game, Kelton Talford, who is a basketball commit to Winthrop. So they get a lot of guys who do that. Tonight we have six games for you on the OTS Sports Network. And then tomorrow night we have a seventh game. So you get a two-for-one action here this weekend. Rock Hill Sumter will have on WREHI tonight. Sumter is one of the perennial powers. They're a team that probably will be in the Final Four in the lower state.
Mm.
Coming to play Rock Hill. Rock Hill had them on the ropes last year. There was a long lightning delay. Rock Hill came out sluggish after the delay. Sumter jumped on them. I really like the Bearcats in this one. I think Rock Hill can establish themselves and prove that they are for real. Question mark for Rock Hill is their quarterback situation.
Yep.
That's a big one. They played three quarterbacks in the kickoff last week. None of the three were overly impressive. Jordan Thurman did some nice things. He was our nickel store MVP, but he also had a big interception in the game. I think that Thurman will be the first guy to get the shot tonight for Rock Hill. York and Clover, the longest running continuous rivalry in the entire state of South Carolina. So they'll meet up in Clover. And this one has all the makings, should be a win for the Blue Eagles because they really look good. They have a lot of talent coming back from last year. Coach Dean Boyd at York's kind of in a rebuild. Mm. He hit reset and trying to build his team up from there. That game will be on Interstate 107.
All right, we move right along to Catawba Ridge. As we heard, Chet Tucker will be part of that inaugural broadcast right here for the OTS Sports Network. They're playing the Carolina Pride.
Yeah, they've changed their name to the Bearcats now, the Carolina Bearcats. It's what they are. It's a gathering of homeschool students. And I mean, but that doesn't mean they're not a good football team. I mean, you look at the roster, they have some young men with some size. They have some athletes. I think Catawba Ridge is going to have their hands full with this, putting together a first-year program. But I still think playing at home, there's a lot of excitement around that. They've done a great job of building this up. I like Catawba Ridge in this one in a close matchup. That game we'll have on FM 94.3.
All right, let's move right along to Indian Land, off and on part of the OTS Sports Network, bringing them on again this season.
This will be an interesting matchup, taking on Lancaster. Coach Surratt at Lancaster, he's taking over for Coach Bobby Collins, who took the job at Marlboro County after Dean Boyd left that job to come to York. So, you know, it's kind of like that snowball. All these people move and all this stuff of that affected. But taking on Coach Horatio Blades in Indian Land. Lancaster's had the upper edge in this lately, but Indian Land had a really solid season last year. I like Lancaster being at home, but don't be surprised if Indian Land pulls off an upset in this one. That game on FM 104.1.
All right, let's look at Nation Ford and Spartanburg.
I think Nation Ford's going to have a toughie here. Spartanburg is one of the perennial powers in the state. Coach Chris Miller does an excellent job. They've got Jason McManus, the offensive coordinator, who was at South Point. He's bringing his high-powered offense there, and I think Coach McManus wants to make a statement to some. He very heavily went after the South Point job. That was something he and Coach Holland were the finalists for that, and Coach Holland was selected. And I think Coach McManus wants to say, you know, I can be a head coach and prove himself. So I like Spartanburg in this one. But don't count on Coach Allen. He's always puts a good defense on the field, and I think it'll be a good product.
All right, you can listen to that one on Corporium Cable Channel 103. We look at Fort Mill and River Bluff.
This is the one I look at, and it's kind of the who knows game. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that, never could really get a good read on what Coach McNeely was wanting to do at Fort Mill. It was his first year last year. They only won one football game, but it was a transition. Catawba Ridge, we've been told from the way everything broke out, their attendance really affected Nation Ford more than Fort Mill. So how does that affect the football talent? Plus, you have Legion Collegian who came to town, and they've pulled a lot of talent from the Fort Mill area. So what does it look like? Who's it going to affect more? Is it going to affect Fort Mill more or affect Nation Ford more? River Bluff is a team that lost a lot of seniors last year. So I think the Yellow Jackets can win this, and I actually like the Yellow Jackets in an upset here. Mm. Right, that game will be on WRHI.com.
Perfect. All right. And then, of course, you got the End Zone starting at 10 o'clock on all of our sister
stations.
It'll
be on all the stations. Okay. Plus, we're going to be on Facebook Live, Comporium Cable nice. Channel 103, YouTube, wherever you want it. It'll be there tonight starting roughly 10 o'clock. As soon as the game's in, we'll be there.
No excuse to miss it is what you're saying.
And then it's replayed tomorrow right here on WRHI, 6 a.m., and then 8 a.m. on our sister station, 104.1 and 94.3 The Bridge.
But the fun continues with South Point at Northwestern. And, boy, this is going to be a good one.
It's going to be a great one out of District 3 Stadium. So I encourage all the fans of these games we just mentioned, come out to District 3 tomorrow night and see some more great high school football. You got two first-year head coaches, Coach Devontae Holloman at South Point, Coach Paige Wofford at Northwestern. These guys, forever their careers will be tied to each other because it's their first game at their respective schools. Northwestern starting a new quarterback in Riley Duran. South Point, not only did they replace Coach Heron, with Coach Holland, but they have to replace their offensive coordinator. They're doing that with a two-headed system. You got to have Coach Beckler and Coach Currents calling the plays on offense. So South Point showed that, from what we saw in the kickoff, not going to be much of a step back. Northwestern did enough to look impressive at times, and it'd just be interesting to see how this game weighs out. South Point will probably come out trying to deliver a haymaker real quick to knock Northwestern on their feet. If they're successful with that, it could be a long night for the Trojans. But if Northwestern can hang in there, they've got athletes like Ja'Kari Caldwell, Gregory Bivens that can make a big play. And if they can hang around to the end, you've got to like Northwestern's chances late. But again, if you're the Trojans, you got to withstand that haymaker. If you're South Point, you want to come out and you want to put the foot on the accelerator. That's something they've done a real good job with against Northwestern the last couple years. They have not done a good job with that against Rock Hill. Hmm. Against Rock Hill the last couple years, they've come out and Rock Hill's hunger, and it hurt them last year as the Bearcats beat them in that game. And they, so that's always been South Point's mentality. Get a big lead, and then the other team just loses it. But so that's what you'll see, I think, tomorrow night. They'll come out and try to establish themselves. If it's a game, it could be game on.
And you can listen to that game right here on WRHI FM 100.1 as well as AM 1340. That's week zero of the high school football season. As always, Chris Miller, thank you so much for our preview. We'll see how it plays out tonight.
Let's go. Let's kick a football.
Let's do it right now. Let's do it.